But wrap your minds around this, gentlemen.
Come on, we got holes to do.
I hate curses and I hate all of you.
All right, America, have your laugh.
Sisters, give each other a kiss and make up.
Man, the guy's talking about incest. It's not funny. The guy needs help.
Price is wrong, bitch.
I get it. You don't like me. I exploded.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Welcome to Adam Sandler Please Stop, a complete retrospective of all Adam Sandler movies, past, present, and unfortunately future. I am Robert Bacon, and with me as always is my co-host,
Marie Maloney.
This week we look at Adam Sandler's Paid Vacation in
Just Go With It.
Released on February 11th, 2011. 11-11-11-11. Wow. A plot synopsis. On a weekend trip to Hawaii, a plastic surgeon convinces his loyal assistant to pose as his soon-to-be divorced wife in order to cover up for a careless lie he told to a much younger girlfriend.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Who's going on vacation with their assistant?
Who thought that this plot was anything?
Good idea.
This is a bad plot for a sitcom.
Yeah.
For one episode of a sitcom.
And this is a movie.
And this is a full-on movie. Oh my God, we are in full-on Adam Sandler doesn't even care anymore.
Too deep.
Marie, if anybody wants to get a hold of us, how do they do that?
Hey, you can like our Facebook page. You can find us on Twitter at Sandler Please Stop. That's PLS, stop. You can email us at adamsandlerpleasestop@gmail.com, or you can call in and talk to us about some films that you've seen, some of your favorites, or, I don't know, maybe you disagree with one of our rankings.
Yeah, just leave a voicemail message, we might play it.
Yeah, leave us a voicemail at 405-418-NARD. That's 405-418-6278.
Marie, facts about this movie. Guess what?
Give them to me.
Just like last time, it cost $80 million to make this
movie.
That's standard now. Sandler comes in. He's like, I have this idea for a movie.
$80 million.
That's just standard. It's going to cost you $80
million. Yeah.
Sorry.
Just go with it.
That's just go with it. That's
just how he pitched it. And they're like, well, I mean, that's what he said.
I mean, he made us double the money last time.
Just go with it.
Yeah. It made money. It made $103 million.
Damn it.
Not as much as last time, but still made
America.
Money.
Come on.
Not a lot of facts about this movie. Another one is just Adam Sandler won a Razzie for worst actor in a film for this one, and because he also released another film in that time period, which we will be reviewing soon.
Oh, you're not telling me what the film it is?
Nope. Just to let you know, he won a Razzie for this one.
Okay.
And another one.
Probably well-deserved.
Yes. I have never seen this movie.
Me either.
Yes.
We're going in blind.
Oh, my God.
Yay.
It could be amazing. We could be wrong.
What? You know what? Fuck us. It's going to be great.
Just go with it, Marie.
Just go with it.
Just go with it.
Just go with it. Just go with it. That's the name of my new musical.
Yeah, I feel like...
Anything just goes with it.
Oh my God. You ready to listen to the trailer?
Hell yeah.
Let's see what
I'm into it, dude. I'm two beers in and I'm ready.
You're married?
No.
Oh. On February 11th.
Just tell her the truth.
I wear a wedding ring to pick up chicks.
You're a pig.
One little lie. It's over.
I need to meet her. You want me to pretend to be your wife?
We'll keep getting bigger.
Oh, jeez. How much are these?
$1,700.
Then I would like them in blue, too.
You sicken me.
You asked for this.
And bigger.
Is that her?
I think so.
I'm just happy to hear that this thing-a-ding can still ring-a-ding. Ow! Did you just kick me?
No. Did you?
From Columbia Pictures.
Hello. I will deal with you when I get home, young lady.
You have kids?
And Happy Madison.
My pride and joy, Kiki and Mark.
Hi, you guys.
Happy Father's Day.
Just go with it.
Yeah, I create a fake family for that. Give me some fake hugs and laugh real loud.
I'll see you in a minute, okay?
Rated PG-13.
That was the shortest trailer I could find.
I mean, it said everything it needed to say.
It is. It sounds so frustrating, isn't it? It's just like, just tell her the truth. Why are we starting off a relationship on a lie?
Let's make things complicated. No. Da, 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 da. He has such good songs in his fucking trailers and in the soundtracks. God damn it.
Yeah, well, there's one good thing.
$80 million, man.
That was the only positive thing about Grown Ups. Yeah. Was that literally the only positive thing. All right, Marie, ready to watch this movie?
Yeah, let's dive in.
The format. We watch the movie together, stopping at every 30 minutes to discuss it so far. Each of us has one stop card that we could use to pause the movie before that 30 minutes is up. Marie almost used it last week on Steve Buscemi in a cast.
Oh my God. We never talked about that. We gotta go back.
Nope, too late. We've passed that movie. Steve Buscemi was funny wearing a cast, funny and that fuck. Was it.
Damn it.
You missed it, Marie.
We messed up.
Just in case there's something that we need to talk about. You ready to just go with it, Marie?
I'm just going with it.
All right.
Somebody call 911. Shawty fire burning on the dance floor. Whoa. Hey. That super thing, hotter than the sun in the south of Spain. Got me soon as I walk through the door.
Well, when we started this podcast, we knew that we would run into some hard times.
Little did we know.
And we already ran into some hard times.
But we didn't realize.
But we didn't realize how bad this film is. It is bad.
It's upsetting.
It is just...
on many levels.
It is very upsetting. Even... super attractive hot girls
can't save this film.
Gee, Marie, go ahead. What do you got? What do you got?
We open this film with the most...
calling it a film is very gracious.
We open this...
pile of garbage.
Yeah. I can't even think. It's so bad.
I would say, you know when you, like, forget to take out your garbage when you go on vacation somewhere, like, for a couple days, and then you come home and your whole apartment smells?
Smells, yeah.
That smell is this movie.
Right. That smells this movie in a pile of little plastic film reams.
Yeah.
The prosthetic noses in the opening scene that explain why he is insecure and also why he uses a wedding ring to get girls.
Yeah.
The prosthetic nose is... I like can't even describe it because I don't know if he is making fun of his own Judaism or if he's going so large that it's just like cartoonish. If it's not offensive because it's just like so big, it's insane.
It's like not believable.
It's not believable in the least.
I mean, if you're going to make fun of something on yourself, Adam Sandler, why don't you make fun of that funny ear?
What about his head?
He's got that weird ear though.
I've never noticed the weird ear. Also, like, we've seen bad prosthetic noses several times, and which is insane that we've seen that many in the Adam Sandler films.
Yeah.
Also, that we can reference the other ones we've seen.
Well, Nick Swartzen is now becoming a staple of these films because he was in Don't Mess with the Zohan, and he's in this one.
Right.
And he's awful again for no reason.
Yeah.
Ugh.
He's just ick. I mean...
So what happens is Adam Sandler is really insecure because he was about to get married before and then to his real-life wife, who's playing the role.
Plays the role finds of out that she's asshole like woman.
Cheating on him and only going to be with him because he's going to be a doctor. And he had on the wedding ring when he went to the bar and then a girl
afterward,
saw it.
Yeah, after
and
he then, broke it off.
Yeah, now all of a sudden he's always having sex with girls. Just to get to the point, it's the future. He uses that same bit still. But for some reason, when he was washing his hands, so he took off the ring, he meets this really super hot girl who's a model. I don't know her name. We'll look it up in the next thing.
Yeah.
She's beautiful. They sleep together that night. She checks his pocket, finds the wedding ring. So he needs to make up this whole elaborate story. And Jennifer Aniston is playing his fake wife. And Jennifer Aniston is fucking beautiful, as
she's
always.
She's gorgeous.
So I don't understand this film at all.
No. It's so dumb. And I know this is a common like movie trope of like, oh, I wanted to say something and it got too complicated and it got away from me. But like the way this movie does not become a movie is like, oh, yes, I was about to be married once. I still have the ring. I'm not married. Like you just tell the truth.
It's like just tell her like, yeah, so I had this horrible thing happen.
Right.
It's something that I, like, emotionally am not over, and I keep the ring in my pocket. Yeah. That's not the truth. That's a lie.
But
it's better than
it's
whatever.
It's better than, yeah.
It's
a better lie than the lie that he tells, which gets awful. Us into this crazy set of circumstances.
And it's not fun for the audience. Because it's just like, now we know all of this is a lie, and we know this is all fake, and now we have to watch this forever.
Yeah.
And we're like, at one point is it going to unravel? Because you can't start a relationship that way. You know that it's going, like, she has to find out the truth eventually.
Right.
There's going to be the liar's reveal.
Yeah.
Which is in any movie that's in is so awful. I hate
it's
that.
It's never fun for the, like,
no.
The misunderstanding, like, I no. hate that shit. Ugh.
Also, I haven't seen this movie. Not given away in the trailers. I already know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
He's going to fall for Jennifer Aniston.
Yes. And they will end up together.
And he's going to be with their kids. Because he's going to find out his assistant the entire time was a woman that he loved.
That
because
he loved.
She's fucking gorgeous.
And fun and great. And his fucking age.
Yeah. Yes. Still younger than him.
The
right?
girl he's lusting after is 23.
23.
He is like 48 in this film.
Is he 48 in the film?
I don't know. 45, 48? Whatever. What's the fucking difference?
The age isn't the huge issue here. The issue is
the
lie.
He's 20 years older, though. Like,
yeah, it's... We know he's going to end up with Jennifer Aniston. So, like, the whole... So, then the movie shouldn't focus on the plot as much and maybe focus on being funny and, like, saying something smart. But it can't.
It can't. It's a Happy Madison film.
Speaking of Happy Madison films, now that we've watched so many of these, now that, like, Happy Madison is, like, set as a production company and they've made so many movies besides the Adam Sandler ones that we have reviewed so far, which we will go back and review other ones, they have just... I feel like this isn't treated like an art form. None of the films are shot well. I've seen soap operas that are shot better.
Yeah,
than
absolutely.
These films.
I think we should go. We should backtrack a little bit. And,
you want to talk about Pizza Hut?
No, I want to talk about Kevin Nealon.
Kevin Nealon. Kevin Nealon shows up again.
Any role Kevin Nealon plays, Bacon could play, like in real life.
I'll take that as a giant compliment because Kevin Nealon is crushing it.
Kevin Nealon plays this like over plastic surgeried man.
Yep.
His like face can't move. He's wearing like a fake breastplate.
Yes, so to show off like the chest.
Like to show off his like tight chest, which is not real.
But it was very funny.
It was funny and like a fun bit of whimsy. And we're in this world where Adam Sandler's character is a plastic surgeon.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of fake. And he's in LA. So there's going to be a lot of like
fakeness.
Plastic
but
people.
Kevin Nealon, like, I feel like he gets away with it. Kevin Nealon does because he's actually trying.
Yeah, he's trying and he's funny. And, like, just him being like, I have a bit of feeling here and the rest.
Gone. Not so much.
Not so much. And he has, like, a weird accent that you can't place, which is also so LA. Like,
yeah.
like a weird rich foreigner, like,
yeah,
having a
like
party.
Yeah, they're, like, not foreign, but they're just, like, makeup accent and try to speaking time. And then Rachel Dratch is in it,
yes!
too.
Yes! Oh, my God, I forgot.
Who has a bit where her eyebrow is too high, which is also not funny, but she makes it funny.
She makes it so funny.
Adam Sandler's doing the same old, like, Adam's in every, and also, like, Adam Sandler is super rich.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler.
Super successful. Super
Adam Sandler
hot.
Is at the best that he could, like, he's the best plastic surgeon.
So annoying.
Adam Sandler's hooking up with super hot girls.
But this girl, he needs.
This is just a movie for, like, this is like Entourage.
Yeah.
Where dudes watch it and they just imprint themselves into the main character and
like,
live in a little fantasy life. Or like Sex and the City for girls. Of like, I'm her. I'm Carrie. I'm a
female. He's like, and the guys are like, yeah, that's the me of Deloitte. Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's
man.
Awful.
I travel to North Carolina twice a week.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's me.
Can we talk about. Okay, so then also, so the last film that we watched, there was a KFC for no reason.
Now
and
there's a Pizza Hut for
now,
no reason.
Now, Pizza Hut, which is also owned by, well, at the time, a PepsiCo. I think they've been broken off. I'm not exactly sure. Don't hold me to that. This
don't,
is not the PepsiCo
we don't care.
Podcast.
Yeah.
Either way, they're at a Pizza Hut sitting down, which is weird, inside a Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
And
super weird.
Also, the Pizza Hut is super busy. Like, it's the
hopping.
Most. It's a hopping Pizza Hut.
It's the most hopping Pizza Hut I've ever seen in
there's
my life.
There's models in this Pizza Hut. Also, the way that Adam Sandler is sitting, you could always see the Pizza Hut sign for the outside over his shoulder.
Yep.
In what world? But no matter what they do, no matter how cool they try to make Pizza Hut.
It's not cool.
You look at the pizza looks gross.
And he's like, come on, eat your pizza. And the kids are like,
Yeah. Also, the pizza's
you
like,
see the girl like physically like.
I don't wanna. Also, like the pizza's like perfectly cut, so it's like perfect triangles.
Yeah,
and you're like, ew, that cheese doesn't look good at all. Yeah. Like it looks like it's been cold and cut. There's a buffet behind him. It's gross.
Maybe we don't know much, but Bacon and I know pizza.
We're Chicagoans.
We're Chicagoans. We know our fucking pizza.
We know deep dish. We know thin crust.
Pizza later.
Yeah, everyone. I woke up with pizza. No, like.
We know pizza so well that we have like our basic like Jewel brand pizzas that you buy like just in case. Yeah. You have your good go-to pizzas that you order to your apartment.
I got
you
my
have stuff you're okay
place.
With.
Yeah.
You have stuff that's like your, I'm going to indulge in it. Like, we've got so many levels of pizza, so don't even
Don't fuck with me.
Challenge our pizza knowledge, okay?
And if you ever come to Chicago and you need to get deep dish because you're a tourist and you want to do deep dish, Pequod's. The best. Pequod's is the best. If you want to get thin crust and you want it delivered, Cafe Luigi's delivers in the Lakeview area.
I love D'Agostino's.
Oh,
Dags. Dags. I'm down with it.
That's
I love it so
Addison.
I love it so much. There's many locations of Dags, but anyway.
But if you want to get Connecticut style thin crust pizza, you go to Peace Pizza.
Peace Pizza. I've never been. I want to go.
Oh my gosh. They got their own. It's a little brewery there. It's fantastic.
Anyway, we
they
know pizza.
They do live band karaoke on Saturdays. I don't know if they still do that, but a couple years ago I did that and that was super fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, we know pizza. And Pizza Hut is not goddamn pizza. I will not eat Pizza Hut.
No.
You suck my dick, Pizza Hut. That's how bad this movie is. We're talking about Pizza Hut. Do you have anything else you want to say? Because we should just keep going. Because the movie's 2 hours long.
Yeah, no, I don't have anything else to say.
I don't. You guys like appreciate what we're doing.
I hope there's a point to all of this.
The woman's name is Brooklyn Decker. She was born in 1987.
Yeah,
when this film was released.
The young woman that Adam Sandler is lusting after.
Yes. Same age as Marie Maloney.
Yep.
Wow.
So when this came out, she was 23.
Yep. I've done nothing with my life.
This is her first movie. She was in some TV stuff, and she's done some movies from then. That's all.
But she's a model. She's a model.
So guess what, you guys? The lie is still going on, and now they're in Hawaii because the kid wants to swim with dolphins in Hawaii. Who, you know, he could have convinced him to just go to Florida and swim with dolphins there. Also, we all know now that, like, you shouldn't go swimming with the dolphins unless it's, like, a rescue habitat or whatever.
This is pre-Blackfish.
This movie is so bad.
But what we need to talk about is the surprise cameos from Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman shows up.
And
he shows up in the movie.
Does a scene, says a line, then he's over.
His name is Dave Matthews. And his band isn't there.
And he has a band that is okay. We have to focus on this because there's nothing else.
Dave Matthews is in it. He doesn't do anything. It's not like Don't Mess with the Zohan where he has a major role. I mean, maybe it'll come in later.
He claims that he invented the iPod.
Yeah, which is a clear lie.
Stupid.
Which you could snarf out. that it's clearly a lie, and later on in the movie, we're going to find out that she is not married, and he is a liar, and the whole thing.
All the lies unravel.
If you can't see everything coming from a mile away in this movie, you are a moron.
You've never watched a movie.
Welcome to your first movie ever. If this was the first.
And for some godforsaken reason, you chose just go with it.
Here's the thing. Maybe if this was the first movie you ever saw, it might be entertaining.
It might blow your mind.
It might, because you don't know the liars
are
real.
The lies. there's too many of them.
That's all I ever wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
That and Brooklyn's extremely attractive, and
Jennifer Aniston's body is insane,
banging, killing it in this. The men, not so much.
No, they're horrible.
I don't understand what this movie's supposed to be.
I don't either. I don't. But we've heard the line "just go with it"
several times,
three times at least.
Yeah. Oh, and my other thing that I have a problem with: the little girl says the first rule of improv, and then she starts talking, and I'm like, no, it's first rule of improv is yes and.
Yeah,
and
she does not say yes and.
And she does not say yes and.
Yeah.
Her, whatever she says is straight garbage.
Fuck you, little girl.
Fuck you, little girl, or whoever wrote this movie. Don't insult my improv.
How dare you? How dare you? It is a craft.
On that note, we should watch more of this movie.
Oh, God, let's just get over it. Good girl going back. Take three. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefeller, we fly higher than weather. And she flies are better. Stop card. Oh my God.
Where I used a stop card. What if I told you? What if I told you?
Would you believe?
Would you believe?
If we told you.
That Dave Matthews is in this movie, and he has to pick up a coconut
with his butt.
And the entire time this is happening, we're both yelling,
This is a movie.
This is a movie. This is a movie.
I can't. That's it.
Here's how this got set up. It gets set up where Nicole Kidman.
Yeah. And Jennifer Aniston's characters.
Yes. Nicole Kidman.
Are in a hula off.
Because we mentioned this before that Jennifer Aniston meets her old high school friend, college friend.
I don't remember.
Whatever.
But it's fine.
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
And she makes them go to dinner, and it's Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston, Dave Matthews and Nicole Kidman. And they have a hula off, which is lame.
And if you've ever seen. And it's already established that Nicole Kidman's character is like this person who one-upped Jennifer Aniston their entire college life.
Yeah.
So.
And the hula off
the stakes are high this hula off.
And the dance competition of the hula off is worse than any wedding dance off you've ever seen.
Yeah.
I've seen better weddings are way more fun than what we've just seen. And there's a tie. So then they have to do this thing where now Dave Matthews comes up and Adam Sandler come up and they match up and they have to move a coconut from their midsection to their mouth.
But Nicole and Dave Matthews drop their coconut and he picks it up with his butt.
And the entire time, this is a movie. Like, we're supposed to care about what's going on here.
Yeah.
If you're on a cruise ship and this is going on, this is boring. You're like, why is this happening?
Yeah.
This is a full-on movie.
This is insane.
Dave Matthews, singer,
songwriter,
I assume award winner.
Yeah, charity performer.
Performer.
Giver of money.
Actually, pretty good actor so far, the stuff that we've seen him in. Had to pick up a coconut with his butthole.
A coconut with his butt.
And Ray lost her shit. Is that it? Is that your stop card?
Yep,
okay,
that's it.
Let's get back to the movie. Surprise, you guys. It turns out, after they all went to Hawaii, he fell in love with Jennifer Aniston.
Shocker.
But, in a dumb twist, Brooklyn wants to get married.
The next day.
The next day. In what world? In what
Insane.
World does this take place
in? What world is there CPR performed on a sheep?
Oh, like, yeah.
What the hell?
We could talk about that whole
thing. They go to a local bar and a sheep gets, I don't know, injured?
It was choking on a squeaky toy.
It was choking on a squeaky toy, which, what the fuck?
Yep.
And Nick Swartzen performs CPR. That's real, folks.
It was the Heimlich maneuver. Not sheep. CPR was said as a joke, but it was the Heimlich.
Well, he does do CPR.
Yeah, and it comes out and saves the sheep. And that is one of the things that leads to Brooklyn wanting to get married to Adam Sandler.
Somehow.
You're falling asleep.
I'm yawning into the microphone.
This movie,
good Lord,
is so bad. That's all we have to say for the last half hour, right?
Yeah.
So, but now it's set up to, like, you could tell Adam Sandler loves her, loves Jennifer Aniston, and you could tell Jennifer Aniston loves Adam Sandler. What's going to happen? What's your guess?
They're going to end up together. He's going to try and get married, and he's like, I can't do it.
Yep.
I can't do it. I love her.
My thing is, what are they going to do?
I love my assistant. I'm going to keep her from a better job. Because I love her.
What are they going to do to keep Brooklyn happy, though? Because, like, she's done nothing wrong this entire movie, so, like...
She's probably going to end up with Nick Swardson.
Gross. Oh, God. I think you're right.
Yep.
Who else is she going to end up with?
Yep.
Dan Patrick?
The announcer guy?
Yeah. Well, this is his second cameo. We didn't even talk about it in the last one. Now, this is also the start of Dan Patrick just showing up.
Yeah,
and...
it's really random.
All right, let's watch the last half hour of this movie.
Let's go. Let's go with it.
I wanna love you and treat you right. I wanna love you every day and every night. We'll be together with the roof right over our heads. We'll share a shelter of my single bed. We'll share.
We finished.
We went with it.
Anything else you need? Okay, so everything happened that we thought was going to happen.
Yeah, we predicted it perfectly, except for the fact that Dave Matthews ends up gay.
Ends up gay. And
Nicole Kidman's like, actually, I'm divorcing him.
Yeah, and then...
Also, that's an explanation as to why he picked up a coconut with his butt?
Yeah, no. I don't know.
That doesn't correlate.
No. Also, then Brooklyn doesn't end up with Nick Swardson. Thank God.
That's the only thing we didn't predict.
This movie is just, it's predictable, it's tired, it's stupid.
Yeah. Just know with it.
Yeah. I think maybe your jokes are worse than that. Marie, looking at your list, where are you going to put Just Go With It?
Oh, man. I'm going to put it as worse than The Youngest Nerd.
Okay.
But better than Click.
Okay, so what number is that then?
So it'll be number 18.
Number 18 on the list. Better than Click?
It's better than Click, yeah.
But worse than the
Youngest
Nerd.
Yeah.
So at 18, that pushes that down. No, your bottom five are still the same.
Still the same.
So your bottom five are Click, I Now Pronounce You, Chuck and Larry, Anger Management, Little Nicky, and 8 Crazy Nights. Your top five are The Wedding Singer, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, Mr. Deeds, Punch Drunk Love. For me, I'm looking at this list.
My reasoning is, like, it's bad, but it's also, like, nothingness, you know?
It's vapid nothingness.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to say that it's not as bad as I Pronounce You, Chuck and Larry, but it's not as good as Click. I'll say Click is it. I at least laughed at some points in Click. I laughed like twice, I think, in Click, and I laughed 0 times here. So I'm going to put it at number 19 for me, below Click, and that actually puts it in my bottom five.
Oh, okay.
That'll so put it in my bottom five.
Bottom five are Just Go With It, I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry, Little Nicky, 8 Crazy Nights, and Grown Ups.
Ugh, that's a solid bottom five.
Yeah, that's a turd party.
What's my top five?
Top five are Stay the Same, It's Punch Drunk Love, The Wedding Singer, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, and Spanglish.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I don't think those are moving.
You guys, I don't understand. This movie is...
It's just vapidness. It's nothing.
It's awful. Don't watch it. It's not funny.
Yeah.
It's not even funny bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's just stupid. Next week, Marie.
What's going on?
Next week, Marie.
Oh, God. The look on your face, I think I know.
So we thought the last 2 weeks were bad. We're going into something that we've both watched together a long time ago.
It's Jack and Jill, isn't it?
It's Jack and Jill.
Oh, God. No.
Jack and Jill.
We're going to have to do... I can't watch that again sober.
We'll come up with something to do with Jack and Jill.
I can't. I'll lose my life.
Yeah. We're like every stop we do a shot or something, or like,
yeah. Oh my God.
I don't know. We'll come up with something. You guys, next week, make sure to tune in next week.
Yeah, tune in to that turd fest.
What is our after this one? I think it's Adam Sandler, Please Stop.
Oh yeah. Adam Sandler, Please Stop.
I had been kind of studying acting, not in classes per se, because I traveled a lot, but I've been doing one-on-ones for a while, and I know I'm not the best actress in the world, but I'm willing to work. Like, even currently, I've done 2 films, but I'm still in classes, and I'm still studying and doing meetings, and so I think people, when they know someone's there and they're going to work really hard, they're definitely open to you being on set, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.